Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of the one most compassionate, most merciful, most kind. This is Mark Silver with Heart of Business. Welcome to the Monday Remembrance. I just want to invite everyone to, if you're listening to this, to take a nice gentle breath. Just remembering that every breath we take is holy. It's so easy to forget the sacredness and holiness of everyday life, of every breath, of every moment. And yet this is the ground we walk on. This is the reality we move through. Everything is holy. And so what does it mean when something is holy? What does it feel like? What do you notice when you remember the holiness of life? Ya Allah, Ya Qudus. The Sufi quality associated with this is Qudus, which also means purity. The pure, the holy, the sacred. We sometimes gather at particular times or particular moments or particular places to remind us of the holy, to turn us towards the holy and the sacred and the pure. But the truth is, it lives in every moment. Every breath we take in is holy. Every breath we breathe out is holy. Everything we offer to someone else is holy. Everything we receive from someone else is holy. Everything is at its heart, at its core, comes from the purity of the One, of the source of love. And it takes a great deal of sincerity and love and openness to notice the holy where sometimes it's not so obvious. But just in this moment, just opening your heart and opening your arms and your shoulders and your jaw and your breath and remembering the holy from the intimate, oh so intimate, holiness in the depths of your heart to what might be called the more ordinary day-to-day holiness in the world around us that can still bring us to tears of relief and joy when we break open and see the amazing beauty and sacredness with which we are constantly surrounded and immersed. Kadosh, 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 the holy. The holy, the holy. Allah. Yalayaklus. The divine is the holy, from which we are not separate. Allah. Every little bit of your business is holy. Every little bit of your business arises from holiness and purity and sacredness. What if you could fall completely into the arms of the holy? Seeing how sensitively your heart can perceive, how subtly your heart can taste the sacredness and the purity and the holiness all around you and throughout your business and throughout your life. What would it mean to your heart and to yourself if this holiness were true? How would you treat the people around you? How would you treat your business? How would you move through life? If everything was holy, was sacred, was pure. If everything had its roots there. How would you treat yourself? If your roots really were deep in the ground of the holy and the sacred and the pure, and that's where you rose from, and that's what nourished you, and that's what carried you, and that's what you returned to, how would you treat yourself? And just calling the name of the divine, remembering this presence of oneness that is the holy, that is the pure. Om. And noticing any authentic appreciation or gratitude for anything that you've been experiencing during this remembrance, and letting yourself express that to the divine. And if you need to return to your life, just carrying this remembrance in your heart, knowing that it is always available. And if you wish to continue remembrance, you may, as long as you like. Peace upon your heart.